We will now open the Great Basin College Foundation meeting. And we will go to agenda item number one with public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There is none in Elko.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. And I see no public comment in Las Vegas. Therefore, we will move to agenda item number two, Mr. James Glennon. And
thank you,
you are joining us there from
the record.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. The treasurer for Great Basin College Foundation, James Glennon. The Great Basin College Foundation just completed their independent audit done by HRC, as well as their LCB audit. The independent audit conducted by HRC found no significant issues, and we are still waiting on the results of the LCB audit. There has been a significant personnel changes at the foundation over the past year. However, we now have a strong team in place, ready to help support Great Basin College and the communities we serve. Carrie Barrett is the new executive director. Hillary Frugier is the new development director. And returning to the foundation and as administrative support is Kelly Baker. Contributions for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022 totaled $1,197,664, which was a decrease from fiscal year 2021. Turnover in the foundation and the absence of new funding campaigns that had a significant impact on the decrease of contributions in 2022. COVID-19 restrictions also played a significant role, limiting contact with community and potential donors. The good news is that the GBC Foundation will hold its first major fundraising event in over 2 years on June 24th, 2023, in its inaugural Great Basin College Foundation Golf Classic. Distributions to Great Basin College totaled $7,128,688 in fiscal year 22. These included disbursements to the college for foundation payroll, scholarships, capital projects, and other programs and miscellaneous expense reimbursements. 2022 investment income was significantly lower in fiscal year 21. While the market saw a solid performance during the end of 2021, the first half of 2022 saw multi-decline highs in inflation, shrinking market liquidity, and slow economic growth having a significant impact on GBC investment portfolio. We are very optimistic in this new team and have some great projects ahead of us, including the proposed Mining Center of Excellence, as well as the expansion of our Pahrump campus. We are continuing to build our scholarship support and look forward to a successful 2023. And I would say cheer to that. We are in a good spot right now. Very happy going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Glennon, for the great report. I will, are there any questions or comments? I will entertain a motion and a second, please.
Motion to approve.
Motion from Regent McMichael. Second from Regent Del Carlo. No further questions or comments seen. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? I vote aye as well. The motion passes. Agenda item number three, the four officers are listed there. We will move to agenda item four, the consent agenda items, and we will take those all under one motion and second. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Regent Carvalho.
Second.
Second, Regent Del Carlo, I believe it was you. Thank you. All right, any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? I see none. I vote aye as well. The motion passes. And we will move to new business. Is there any new business? Seeing none, we will move to public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There is none in Elko.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
Is there any public comment in Las Vegas? Seeing none, The GBC Foundation meeting will adjourn.